Democratic lawmakers say the crisis of unaffordable housing has gone largely unaddressed in Florida to the detriment of working families. During a press conference on Wednesday, House Democrats, including State Representative Anna Eskamani, said that lawmakers need to discuss bipartisan solutions to a problem that's affecting Floridians across party lines.
This impacts every person, whether you're a young person who just entered the workforce, a single parent, a family unit, a senior, on a fixed income, someone who's on disabilities. Housing does not look at your party affiliation.
While Democrats proposed several bills this year aimed at combating the state's housing crisis, those bills failed to gain ground. For example, ending state preemption laws that tie the hands of local governments. Meanwhile, Republican-sponsored bills targeting abortion access and other so-called culture war issues were prioritized by the GOP, who have a majority in both the state House and Senate. State Representative Ben Diamond of St. Petersburg said on Wednesday, lawmakers need to step up to address the real issues facing Floridians on the ground.
We spent a long session in Tallahassee involved in the culture war fight, but culture war fights don't help real people pay the bills.
Florida has been the hot spot for some of the highest housing cost spikes in the nation in the last year, but there are solutions that could help alleviate the state's housing problems. Miami activist Adrian Madriz, who was also at the Wednesday press conference, said lawmakers could end state preemption, thus allowing local governments to enact housing measures that make sense in their communities. He also proposed guaranteed access to a lawyer for tenants facing eviction.
A lot of the times we're seeing that people are being evicted and they're not necessarily being given the benefit of it at the very minimum. Counsel. Just having counsel alone would prevent 68% of all evictions from happening.
But the biggest common sense solution, Madriz said, would be rent stabilization.
What it does is it prevents some of these more egregious, very just like greedy, speculative increases that happen of 25 and 50% that have no basis in economic reality.
While many elected officials have balked at the idea, Madriz said it's a common sense measure that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis could put into place.
That's something that the governor absolutely has the power to do, but only if he acts.
As it is, Democrats know they're outnumbered in the state legislature, but they're hoping their Republican colleagues will see reason and understand that this is an issue affecting all of their constituents, Democrat or not. The Florida legislature will be convening for the second special session focused on property insurance Monday morning. In a letter to DeSantis last month, 28 Democrats called on the governor to add housing issues to the agenda. As demonstrated in a first special session that took place last month, that's within the governor's power to do. For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuller.